Episode 509, November 16th, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
Fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've got Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
Another Rob and Joe show without the chat room. Do you think that they're going to just forget about us and miss us and it's over forever? They're going to come back, right?
Well, no. This is bigger than the chat room because we're on 98 Rock whenever we don't have chat.
Do you think those people are listening?
Well, I think that exposure gets us. We just had a great show today.
We talk, each week we talk less and less about the Ravens and about the actual game.
I don't want to talk about a game that they lost where I had to stay up till midnight. I don't want to do that.
Okay, well, that's sort of the job.
They're paying you for that. Yeah, good point.
But hey, we're having a good time. We're enjoying ourselves. Robbie, do you listen at all?
I listened to the show today, and I liked when Joe made fun of your superhero play of the day.
Thank you. I thought it was the most heroic play I saw, but it got rejected.
Yeah, well, the point wasn't that it wasn't a superhero play. It's like there's no way that there's a clip of that. Just a random down conversion in the middle of a drive in which they punted.
But our producer, Will Blake, finding a clip of that would have been heroic. So that would have been funny to say on the actual show. Anyway, welcome to the Rob and Joe show. We got an update from J.L. Covan. Some good stuff regarding what we said about last week with him and Trump. I had an idea, and I think we should throw it around. Should we have a segment each week where Gramps grades the previous week's episode?
Sure, he'd love that.
If he would love it and Mac Bergson would love it, that's usually enough for us to do something, right?
So I'm about to say something that's going to change what would happen.
Okay.
But if I didn't say anything, Gramps would always give us nines and tens. He would never, for the purpose of humor, say anything bad about his kids. Now he might now.
So, he can still give constructive criticism about the show, right?
Most of the constructive criticism is going to be if I tell a story about something ridiculous that he's done. That's Joe exaggerated that. That will be the only criticism.
Will he take shots at me? Because you know what happened today?
Yeah, he will take shots at you.
You know what happened today? He followed me on Instagram. I followed him the second he was on. He's following like 8 people. They're all hot chicks. Finally, he follows me.
They're all porn stars, yes. Most likely, and Walker Hayes.
Right.
I'm not insinuating Walker Hayes is a porn star, but she's one of the hot chicks he follows, along with the porn stars. Sure. But my father this past week.
Okay, hold on. Robbie, we want to do this, right?
Yes, I would like to encourage him to rate as many podcasts as we possibly can.
Now, what are we? Well, he's not going to listen to quality time. He doesn't watch movies.
That's the thing is, how many podcasts can we assign him?
We want to listen to Serial Season 1. Give us a
breakdown. Seriously, I want to see how many we can assign him. Just keep growing
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot. Let's say, for example, we want him to listen to Quality Time, is the Jeremy Woodworth, Eric Woodworth, Ashley Pontius vehicle. Okay, and they talk about it. That's what it is. Well, first of all, my father has to be able to find it.
Right. Well, you're going to be living 8 feet away from him.
Okay, so he has to be able to find it.
No, I'll put it I'll put a link on his desktop.
Okay. Problem solved. Then he has to be able to hear it.
Okay.
Robbie, do you understand that that's yes, also be a problem? Then he has to be able to comprehend it.
Well, he's not Christopher Stevens.
No, I understand that, but they're watching the movie A Cabin in the Woods, and they're going to break it down. You think that he's going to follow that? He's not.
No, but he's got nothing. Is he going to watch Family Feud again?
He's not going to have watched this movie, and even if he did, I'm not sure he would remember it to. Do you follow what I'm saying? Yes. To talk about it.
No, I completely understand what you're saying, but it really doesn't make any difference. We just want to get him grading different people's podcasts.
Okay. And what do you want him to? What do you want him to rate? Cumtown?
Like, yes.
What do you
want him to? Yes. Let's have him rate an episode of Cumtown.
J.O. Covan's The Righteous Prick.
Yes.
Let's do that.
That's a great idea. Now, but the other question is, what is the rating system? Is it ABC? Is it 1 to 10? Is it? Is it Walker Hayes?
Yes. That's
two?
What I was gonna say. Yes. 1 through 5 Hayes's. That's what you get. So you give it.
Who's the opposite of Walker Hayes, the least attractive person in the world?
I give it a Walker Hayes. I see. You just keep going down. I don't know if we can
Jeremy Woodworth.
We might start to begin to offend people. Right. So, yeah. It's just going to be 1 Hayes, 2 Hayes, 3 Hayes instead of stars.
Well, I think we leave it up to Gramps. It is his segment. He should be allowed.
Say uglier people as you go down the scale.
Whatever. It's his, you know.
All right.
His creative.
The lowest rating is Restivo.
There you go. From Walker to Restivo.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, I see. So, that actually makes sense. So, a Restivo would be the worst.
Right, like an F.
Then an Apple would
then
be
a Jeremy.
Two.
No,
then a Jeremy would be a two. Yes. Maybe a Chamberlain would be a three.
Yeah, then an Eric Singing, which
then
is average to him.
A Bergson and then a Hayes.
Yes.
All right, I gotcha.
All right, well, Gramps, we look forward to this being your first episode that you give us your... Your Gramps grade. That's the name of the
Gramps grade.
Yeah. And the reason, did you say the reason that we're doing this is because he's going to be in the house, so the same house as the studio now, right?
Well, yes. Yeah. There's a little bit of an issue with the loan falling through, not from us, but on the other end. So we're working
Seems
on
like
that
a big
now.
Issue.
Well, it's a pretty big issue. We had 2 offers. We took one. Whatever. Don't worry about that. I'd say there's a 50% chance that will be there in 2 weeks.
All right.
And a 75% chance we'll be there every week after it goes up.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
At some point. But my big question is how the studio, I know the room the studio is going to be in now. It's right next to where Gramps watches TV. And he listens to the TV at a high volume.
Yeah, I mean.
How you going to deal with that?
You want to know what's funny? Is that I do the Ravens. And I do the Rob and Joe show. Okay,
that's hilarious.
And you fill in on the morning show sometimes. And the...
Right, but hear me out. The Ravens are listened to by probably 7 or 8x what the Rob and Joe show is listened to.
Yes.
Okay? Dad doesn't give a crap about the Ravens. He will keep the TV up. I'm going to have to be begging him to turn it down. But for the Rob and Joe show, he'll be in there, hey, guys, everybody. He's quiet as you can possibly get. We can't hear a pin drop. You follow? He's protective mm-hmm. of that. Much more so.
You know, Tawanda has the wireless headphones that she'll watch TV with those headphones on. Why can't you get that for Gramps?
I could.
Didn't he used to have those?
He did used to have those. I wonder what happened. I wish the show was live. I'd be interested in what happened to that. And maybe, because when Aunt Mom was alive, she couldn't have just loved listening to TV at the volume of an AC/DC concert.
I'm sure she did love it.
She couldn't have loved that.
You want to hear good answer? Good answer.
Yeah, it is funny. Like, I'll come and visit my dad, and I'll be like, and I'll have my laptop. I go, well, I have to do a little bit of work. He goes, well, I'll just go back downstairs. Just go back to watching Family Feud. I'm like, well, just hang out with me.
Yeah.
But he gets tired of hanging out with me and because I'm not talking enough to him. He can't wait to see what the number 6 answer is.
We have a J.O. Covan update. I said last week, I guess I got this incorrect.
J.O. Covan is such a fucking troll.
There you go. He said that he would quit doing Trump if Trump won. So he says he'll slow down after Biden takes over, but I was only going to 100% stop if Trump won. So you'll still get your share of J.L. Trump. He says, thank you for saying Cooper special sucked. J.L. had a great line on Twitter that I retweeted. Somebody said something to the effect of, you and Sarah Cooper make a great team. And he said, yeah, we're like peanut butter and a picture of jelly.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Listen, here's the thing. I'm not rooting for or against her, but, you know, it was absolute shit. I couldn't get through 6 or 7 minutes of it. There wasn't a single, even something that would make you grin.
What she does with her lip syncing, it's funny. She does it really well.
Sure.
I totally get why people like it.
But it's not more than what it is. That's what you are.
It also doesn't mean you... It's like if I juggle, can I do stand-up comedy? I mean, it's two different things.
Yeah, you're a funny person.
Right.
Maybe you'd be a good comedic actress. Like, I don't know. But to make that translate into these sketches, and then one of the sketches she lip syncs. God, it's just so forced. There's, you know, and by the way, there's big names in it.
Huge names.
So you got to imagine that there's some money behind it and some
studio power.
There's
A-listers, John Hamm.
Yeah, John Hamm.
Yeah.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Jane Lynch is in it.
No, Whoopi Goldberg.
Maya Rudolph. Yeah. Is Whoopi Goldberg still an A-lister? There was a time she was, but sister act days. But,
well, she's on The View.
I know, but...
But people watch that crap.
Yeah, they do. Is she an A-lister? Is she bigger than Jeff Goldblum?
I think she's an A-lister.
Yeah, I think
Whoopi's
on the low end of the A-list.
But she has some iconic movies, Ghost, yes. Sister Act.
She's still a household name.
Is that the next best Whoopi Goldberg
I don't know.
Movie, Sister Act?
What's the Mount Rushmore of Whoopi Goldberg
Color
movies?
Color Ghost.
Duh.
Yeah, well, we said Ghost.
Okay, she has some classics.
Yeah,
Ghost and Color Purple are classics.
Yeah. After that, I guess it's probably Sister Act, right? Am I right about
that?
Well,
that was a very popular movie.
She was in the movie Burglar, Jumpin' Jack Flash. I remember that. Hold on, I gotta.
But she's on TV every day.
She's an A-lister.
If you're on TV every day, you're an A-lister.
If your ratings are high, sure.
Goldberg the Wrestler.
She's bigger than Goldberg the Wrestler. Not in some worlds, though. Okay, hold on. I'm going to her IMDb. These are the four movies that she's most known for. We've mentioned them all.
Okay.
Four, and we still mention them all. Ghost, Sister Act, Color Purple, Sister Act 2.
Nice, okay. Yes.
So there you go. Let's see. Just give me a second here. Sorry. I'm trying to think of anything. She hadn't been in a movie. A movie? Hold on. Wow.
I remember trying to do some murder mystery idea where Eric was going to... It's a parody of Ghosts where Eric plays Patrick Swayze, but he gained a lot of weight while as a ghost.
You don't count voices, right?
Demi Moore didn't want him back.
She was in Rio. I'm looking, guys, for something.
She's still an A-lister.
She was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in 2014 as Bernadette Thompson. I'm not quite sure if that's... Was that a good movie? Was it
It's
big?
No Color Purple.
The Muppets she was in... Wow, she is. Toy Story 3.
Okay.
All right, she was
that's
in that.
Huge.
She was Stretch in Toy Story 3. So that's a big one. She was also in Madea Goes to Jail. Did you know that?
Wow.
She has a pretty good range of classics and Madeas.
God, she was in Racing Stripes, Super Babies, Baby Geniuses 2. Sorry. Am I the only one that enjoys
doing
this?
Well, she does better stand up than Sarah Cooper, I think is the point of this.
God, I'm going all the way back. She's done a lot of shit over the Rugrats movie she was in. Wow. Sorry, guys. In and Out. So she was in and Out, the movie with
the burger joint?
No, that was Kevin Kline, right? All right. Ghost of Mississippi.
All right, I'm done with Whoopi.
Eddie. Oh, Eddie was a big movie, right?
I don't know.
Boys on the Side, starring Drew Barrymore.
No,
that was a big one.
Boys in the Hood is the big one.
Yeah, this is. Oh, she was a voice in the original Lion King.
That's huge.
Sister Act 2.
Why don't they have Lion King in her top four?
Serafina. I don't know that.
I remember that.
All right, enough.
Serafina. It's about Sarah Cooper.
Beverly Hills Brats.
Not Cop. She's almost in some great movies.
Man, she's really been in some absolute shit.
Farabi, this is from JL. The writers, because you talked about him being on Stern, the writers of Howard Stern stopped using me, despite universal praise, including a 20-minute ad-lib appearance. The writers believe Stern was spooked by Don Trump Jr. attacking him on blackface, and who knows what other dirt.
Oh,
they,
yeah, I'll
and
bet
they opted
you
to go with a scripted actor instead of me. Of all the BS this year with my comedy career, the great and bold Howard Stern possibly caving and wanting a less edgy slash political impersonator is the most disappointing. Feel free to discuss any of this on the show, and we shall.
Hold on. Robbie, do you believe that to be true? That he would be scared of something? Was he in blackface? I'm sure he was, by the way. He's had to have been.
Well, that's the dumbest thing. At the time, nobody cared.
Yes.
Get in trouble for it.
Back in the late 80s, early 90s, on his Channel 9 show, he did a spoof. You know when Ted Danson showed up in blackface at the Friar's Roast?
Okay, so they're making fun of the idea of doing that. God, people are so dumb.
Yes.
I'm like, come at me. I'm having fun at the... God, people don't get jokes.
And that's what Howard Stern said on the show, and he said, this is ridiculous. And he said, he goes, you're going to bring up something that happened 30 years ago on television. That's what happens these days. You show a picture of somebody in blackface, that's it. So he might have been a little bit more careful with his
work. That happens, but it hasn't affected...
It's out there, too.
Jimmy Fallon did. The governor of freaking Virginia, nothing happened.
It was on television.
No, I got you, though, but
doesn't
Robbie,
that make it not as bad?
Yes, exactly.
There is nobody. You can't name a single person that's more equipped to deal with a response to that than Howard Stern.
Oh, you're absolutely correct.
So that's the thing. It's like, listen... I do not want to inventory my entire life, and you have access to it, and you get to cherry pick something out of there, and that's the way, that's where, how you measure me. Fuck that. Nuh-uh. So, listen, people make mistakes. People also make mistakes that people don't view as mistakes at the time. And you can say, God, I wish I hadn't done that. And how many?
Of course. It's not like it's a crime.
How about Brett Kavanaugh got in trouble for something he did when he was 17 that wasn't even illegal?
Right.
So, I mean, it's like, God, we just want to keep going back until we can find something that is considered heinous or is heinous. And then, well, I don't know why I'm preaching, but.
Well, I think it is possible that he was just more careful with his words. And JL was completely off the cuff. His last appearance on there was quite funny. And like he said, it went on a long time. And JL's impression is also the best and the funniest impression.
I'm more of an Alec Baldwin guy. But
well, some of these other guys, I mean, for the visual, I like Alec Baldwin for the visual. When you look at JL doing Trump, it's not as it's good, but it's not as good as Alec Baldwin.
The face.
Well, I've always said JL Covan is no Alec Baldwin.
Yes, imagine if it was him. Hunt for Red October. I mean, it would suck for sure.
Always be closing.
Yes, he's opposite Pacino. Covan, Pacino,
Spacey.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who else was. Jack Lemmon.
Yes.
The last bit they did on Stern where they had a Trump impersonator was great. It was really good, and I assume that it was him because it was a pretty good impression, and the bit really worked. But
well, JL says that lastly, the Trump pod will go at least through 2021 with Trump as a horrible political pundit. I'm wondering if there's a rumor that Trump will just start a media company, you know, like to rival Fox News.
Well, what is Trump? You think about that. It's like he's got to do what George Bush did, and that's just lay low for a few years. And then when you come back, people are like, oh, maybe you weren't so bad. That's always what happens.
Well, I mean, I think he's got a lot of dedicated fans, strike while the iron's hot.
Well, he's got 70 million of them at least.
Right.
Hey, what Alec Baldwin movie do you think would most easily transition? I know the answer,
into a JL Covan vehicle?
Exactly, yes.
Well, give me the movies.
Sure, I'll give you the movies. And off the top of my head, he was in Working Girl, right? He was in, hey, how about The Departed he was in?
Yeah.
All right, let's check out his IMDb.
Robbie, it was in a good action movie back in the day. It was a remake of some Steve McQueen movie.
Okay, here we go.
That's the, he did it with Kim Basinger, his wife at the time.
The movies he's most known for, it isn't even Hunt for Red October, it's The Departed. It's Complicated with Beryl Streep, Steve Martin, and Alec Baldwin. Well,
Covan and Streep is a power couple.
The Cooler with William H. Macy and Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Mm-hmm. Well, 30 Rock would be the best, but of the movies, it's Glengarry Glenn Ross.
We're going, no, he was the Boss Baby. So JL can easily that's something he could easily do.
JL can play a baby.
He could seem to be the best baby, a better baby than Baldwin, for sure.
Get on it, JL. Anyway, so maybe Trump will start a media company and he'll hire JL. That would be hilarious.
You know what the Boss Baby's name is?
LJ.
Boss Baby.
Boss Baby. Mm-hmm. Strong. Anyway, let's take a break. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Hi, this is Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show, and I'm here to tell you about the most hysterical, amazing, and festive show I've ever had the privilege to be a part of. It's called A Merry Murder Mystery, another original, hilarious, interactive comedy whodunit from the guys who brought you the newly dead game and Sing for Your Life. I'll have a starring role, and if you're very, very lucky, you might play a part too. You might even be the murderer. There's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, December 20th at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Let me tell you about this wedding I went to.
Please do.
First of all, it was basically a spreader event or whatever they call them.
Super spreader.
Whatever. I mean, you know, I wore a mask when I was required to. I was outdoors for the majority of the time. What am I going to do?
I saw you on the dance floor. Were you doing thriller dance?
Yes. I'm going to enjoy my life. That's what I'm going to do. But that's not what I wanted
you
to talk about.
You and every other sane person.
Yes, I'm going to live. That's what I'm going to do. But I don't know if you know, but Frank Push. Mm-hmm. Did we say his last name, Robbie?
Hello?
So he just had back surgery.
Yeah. Is he doing okay?
He's healing correctly, but he's in a great deal of pain. He's only been able to stand up for like 3 days.
But it's everything went according to plan.
So I'm going to see if I can find this text. Katie's mom sends a text out, and the text goes to, by the way, he's not on it.
I can't hear you.
He's not on the text because I think she doesn't want him to read what's being written.
Okay.
So, wait a minute. Hold on. Sorry about that.
I want a divorce.
I think I got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, nope. That's not it. Damn it.
How many texts do you have between you and Katie's mom?
Got it, guys. Okay. So she sends out the following text. Hey, guys. Looking forward to seeing you all today. I need to ask a favor. Starts giving the times. If one of you could be at the hotel by 2:30, to help Dad finish dressing. In parentheses, she puts Ryan or Joe. So that means either me or his son have to put his socks and shoes on.
I'm guessing Frank would much prefer his son over Joe Robinson.
He said he can't put his own shoes and socks on and will need help getting on and off the shuttle. So there's a shuttle that takes you there. Okay. So Ryan responds, hey, I can help get him on the shuttle, but I'm not going to be there in time to help him with his shoes and socks, okay? So I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? He doesn't want me putting his socks. Listen, I'm telling you right now, he would risk paraplegia before he would let me put his socks on.
As he should.
He's no way in hell. So, of course, I immediately respond, I would like to volunteer to put Frank's socks on. So I've actually volunteered to do it.
On Frank sock duty.
Yeah. So here's the other thing. So Ryan, he goes, I'll help him get on the
shuttle.
Katie's
brother.
Right. Sorry. I'll help him get on the shuttle, but I'm not riding it. I'm like, well, what are you going to do? He's like, I'm going to drive. He goes, I go, well, your dad can't walk. You won't take him. You're just going to help him get on the shuttle. You're going to put him on the, after not putting his shoes and socks on, and his son-in-law, who's the same age as him, I'm going to be putting his socks on. And then he's
going to drive you to the Uber.
Here,
just
let me help you get on this bus. But it was a school bus.
Right?
It wasn't classy. Like some sweet ass Greyhound. Anyway, the point is he put his own shoes and socks on. Thank God.
Did you just not show up for it and just figured he'd fend
for
himself?
No, I said to Katie, I go, listen to me. First of all, I swear I will help Frank put his shoes and socks on. I will. I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here, I know he doesn't want my help. He doesn't want me helping him get his socks on.
When's the last time you put someone's socks on that weren't your own?
That was an adult? Never. Yeah. I've never put an adult socks on.
Never.
No, but I have put a million kids' socks on because I used to work at the shoe store.
Yeah.
And I had children. But adult socks, I don't know that I've ever put an adult socks on.
No, I don't think I have either. I've taken some off. But...
Now, I know how to do it.
Wow.
I know how to get it up over the heel.
Sure.
The heel's the tricky part.
Yeah.
To get it up over Frank's heel. And
no, I think if it's a stitch sock, it's the hardest to do the toes.
I'm like, do you have a shoehorn, Frank?
I think Frank should have a contest between you and Ryan, Katie's brother, who can put his socks on the best.
The one on each foot.
Yeah. Well,
a sock off.
All right, I'll do it. I want the right, though. I think he might be a lefty, but sock off. All right, I'm in. I'll email the family right now.
All right, make that happen.
While we're on the air.
Did you embarrass yourself at weddings? Normally you do that with Katie.
I a little bit. Not, oh, my God, I did. Oh, this is horrible, guys. Oh, this is a huge mistake. Okay. God, all the left leanings are going to hate me for this.
Oh, boy.
The Mac Bergsons, I'm probably dropping the rankings after this. So I'm already a spreader event with a bunch of people, right?
Well, they had a wedding. They want people there.
People can choose to come or not. So I'm there, and
you're outside, right?
No.
Okay.
We're inside.
I don't care.
So there's a bar inside and there's a bar outside. We're at the bar inside, and they were giving us drinks, and all of a sudden there's nobody there. And my sister-in-law goes, oh, I wanted a diet soda. So I just walked back behind and got the diet soda. Then there's a bunch of ice in this sink, and I take the thing that you scoop the ice with. I put it in a glass, and I look up, and every single person in the wedding is looking at me. Like, what the fuck? I have no mask on, no gloves. I'm back there with my face over the ice.
COVID bartender.
I could not have been more hated, I swear. And as soon as I did that, I go, oh, fuck. Like, I didn't even think. I mean, I knew it was like, oh, wow, I'm going to go back behind it. But when I was all in there with my grubby mitts, I didn't touch any of the ice. But, yeah, they were not thrilled with me. And here's another thing. So, first of all, the wedding itself was outdoors. And all the seats.
Do you know these people, or they're just Katie's
I do know
people?
Well, they are, but I know them pretty well. They came to my wedding, okay. Andrew and Kelly. But each seat in the audience is distanced.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I came with people. And now I'm 6 feet away. You know what I mean? It's like, well, can we just have little pods? I think they expected people to be able to move the seats together if they're together, but there was no instructions for that.
Look, we're all just playing this silly game just to try to appease. We don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Here's another thing. So the bride starts walking down this hill.
Is she wearing a mask at the wedding?
She's not wearing a mask. And she's almost to the seats, and nobody stood up.
Hmm.
And everybody's looking at each other like, should we stand up? Should we stand up? And I'm like, it's not my fucking job to be the first person to stand up. I mean, I promise you.
You'll make a drink with your dirty COVID hands.
I'm not
going
to be the
up.
First. God, what are you standing up for? We decided not to. Whatever. But if they were to rank in order from the most important to the least important of the people who were at the wedding, they're going to get through a lot of people before they get to me.
You're in the bottom.
I'm in the bottom
10%.
I'm in the bottom. Yeah, gotcha. Well, there's 90 people there, so yes. Yeah, I'm way down. I might even, there's an argument to be made that the only people that are below me are people that they had just met that day because it was their relative's date.
Like,
no,
if
it's not
you
even that.
If you didn't show up, they would just, if Katie said Joe couldn't make it, they'd
nobody
be like,
would
fine.
Say, where's Joe?
And they wouldn't think about it a second.
Actually, they would because they say, who's going to put Frank's socks on? That was the only thing.
Oh, see how he came full circle there?
But anyway, so.
Professional podcast.
Katie's like, we need to stand up. Katie was the first person to stand up.
And good job, Katie.
And when Katie stopped, I stood up.
Except for Frank, who couldn't stand.
Then everybody stood up, of course, except for Frank. No, Frank did go to the front, and he did a reading and he had a walker.
Oh, poor Frank.
Yeah, so a couple stories about that. I'm going to... So they gave out these medallions, and if you were wearing one of these, it meant, hey, distance yourself because for whatever reason I'm old or I'm compromised, whatever.
Sure.
Or I'm just scared.
Of course.
But you had the option of wearing something that made sure people stood far away from you, okay? Well, Katie's brother was highly paranoid. I know we just told you. You know, he wears a mask in the shower or whatever. He's the one who wouldn't get on the shuttle but was going to put his father with a walker on the shuttle. He's like, because he goes, I'm not dancing. I'm not, which he didn't. He was absolutely right about
that. Is he normally a dancer, or was he using that to get out of dancing?
I think he's like me. If you get hammered enough,
sure.
he'll dance, right? I think it's everybody except for people that can dance.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So I look around at the wedding, and five people have this medallion on. Okay? It's Ryan. And every other person I'm telling you is 90 or older.
Everyone else fought in World War II.
Everyone else had to take a golf cart down to the where we were going, okay? And it's Ryan, and he's over there, and he's wearing it.
Wasn't he embarrassed?
No, he's like, why would I be embarrassed? You're the one that should be embarrassed for not wearing one. So he's wearing it, and then we're sitting at the table. He's never taken it off. By the way, every single person that's at his table is not wearing a mask. They're the people we came with. It's my wife. It's my in-laws. But you don't vet every person. You're at much risk now as you would be no matter what.
Of course.
You don't know who your father has even talked to or who I've talked to. Right?
Yeah,
so anyway,
yeah, it's a virus. It'll get you.
But he's in there and he's wearing...
No matter what you do, if it really wants to.
He's wearing the medallion. So, by the way, I'm not staying 6 feet away from him, and he's not asking me to. I mean, I'm just...
Are you going up talking to him maskless, blowing cigar smoke in his
face?
I'm
talking to him like I'm talking to you, closer than that, probably. Anyway.
You're slow dancing with him to
like
boys to men.
20 minutes later, I look over, his dad's wearing one. He's the only other person. So now it's the four 90-year-old women. It's Frank and Ryan, and they're also wearing it. But... this guy walks over to me, okay, and he goes, "Hey, I don't want to bug you, but I'm a big fan, okay? I'm a big fan, and I just want to let you know, I appreciate what you do, and I listen, and blah, blah." I'm like, "Oh, thanks." Now, I know what's going on. Fucking Frank told this guy yes. to come up and fuck with me, right? So I'm like, but I can't be a dick to the guy.
Sure.
I'm just like, "Hey, thanks." Blah. And so anyway, I go, "Your dad had this guy come up to me," and she goes, "Dad, did you?" He goes, "I swear to God, I didn't do that. I swear I didn't. No, I swear to God, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it." So I'm like, you know, fuck.
But you
this.
Weren't rude to the guy.
Not at all. No, the opposite. But I also wasn't going to, you know, I thought.
You didn't
was...
embellish him.
Next thing, you know, this guy comes over. He goes, no. "I listened to the Purple Power Hour. I listened to the Ravens pregame. I love when you fill in on Kirk and Marianne. I listened to the Rob." Like, he's literally an actual fan.
We love this. Did you get his name? Shout out.
No.
Good job,
shit.
Joe. He's your biggest fan.
What was this guy's fuck. Frank will remember his name. God, that pisses me off that I can't remember his name. But anyway, so all of a sudden this guy, now this, I've let this guy, he's been to murder mysteries, okay?
He sounds like we need this guy in our life.
Of course,
yes. He loves everything we do.
So now all of a sudden I'm talking to this guy. "Hey, man, thanks, blah, 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 blah." Well, all of a sudden his girlfriend is there, okay?
Yeah.
And his girlfriend.
How old is this guy?
He's probably 30, 32 years old, something like that. He brings his girlfriend over. She's a 12. She's ridiculously hot.
Not 12 years old. Super
no,
hot.
Sorry. Yeah. She's an 11. I'll say that so people understand more that it's on a scale from 1 to 10. She comes over. He's like, "Oh, this is my girlfriend. Oh, this is Joe Robinson." 30 seconds in, she's like, "Get me the fuck away from this guy." "Who the fuck is this guy?" And I swear I wanted to say to her, I go, "Look, I know I'm not a big deal. I'm not acting like I'm a big deal. He is," because she can't. She doesn't even look at me. She's like, "Get me the fuck out of here," looking off into the other direction. Which, by the way, she's right.
You're not a big enough celebrity
to get
COVID for.
I'm in the same place she is. I'm nobody. I'm not even wearing a medallion. I don't think I'm even that important.
Whatever the lowest rung of celebrity is, that's what you are.
No. There's people that do karaoke that are below me. Like, you're awesome.
Who knows those people?
I mean, there's they're the biggest deal at a karaoke bar is the person.
But that's
not
a celebrity.
It. But there are people that go there every week to see that person.
Okay, but they have.
I'm above a magician.
I mean, what you do is above a magician, but like, in terms of like,
you think actual celebrity,
like people need to know you at least on some local level. Nobody.
Yeah, it is pretty. I mean, is there? Yeah, there probably is nobody lower than me.
Because if you're lower, you're not a celebrity.
What if you're an MC and you get a local MC who gets paid? What about Alabama? Is he below me?
He's not even a celebrity.
A lot of people know who Alabama is.
Yeah, if you go to a comedy club, if I go to a bar, I know the bartender.
Hello.
You know? Okay, you're saying right. That knowing someone doesn't make them a celebrity?
It doesn't.
I thought as soon as you knew them, they were famous.
Hey,
oh,
that guy has 12 friends.
Mr.
What,
Steve-O,
is he Bruno
right this
Mars?
Way. Yeah. Red carpet. Anyway, so that guy, my biggest fan, he's there. His girlfriend, she hates me. He comes over like a couple times, and every single time I'm like, "Dude, listen, I don't want to say your girlfriend could not be less interested in me. Can you? And eventually he stopped coming over because he realized she was like, fuck, I don't want to go over there and talk to that old man anymore.
Maybe we can get them to the murder mystery and maybe we can
I even said that to him.
December 20th, Magoobie's Jokehouse, a Murray murder mystery.
I said that to him. I said, if you want to go, he knows Frank because they both work at BGE.
Okay.
So I said, talk to Frank.
Yeah.
And I'll hook you up or whatever.
There you go.
So I definitely said that. But anyway, so the next morning I wake up at 6:30 a.m.
Sounds awful.
And I'm like, I'm going to go down and I'm going to get some coffee. We're going to leave early, you know. So I go downstairs. He's down there.
Was the girlfriend down there too?
And no. And he's wearing the same clothes.
Nice.
From the night before.
He had a good night.
But I went out to, I went to Dunkin' Donuts. So I'm coming in with my coffee and I see him.
You don't like the hotel coffee? You're a snob?
Yeah, I like Dunkin' Donuts. So I go and I see him and I just gave him a wave.
Yeah.
I was like, enough.
Sure.
And I felt like I was wearing out my welcome with this guy.
Is that what you're worried about?
Yeah, I was. Because what if he was like, to his girlfriend, oh, I was down there hanging out with Joe because she's got enough with this fucking guy.
Yeah, she leaves him.
Yeah.
Just pick him or me.
It ends the relationship, yeah.
All right, are we taking a break or are we just going to keep going, Robbie?
Yeah, you can take another break if you want.
Done. Break coming up. Be right back. Our Patreon, folks. Let's pump this baby up. Patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. We delve deep. We tell some inside stories, some things that we don't really want out there, but are entertaining, clearly, about our lives. We share. It's a trust tree.
It definitely is a trust tree. We have been let down on one occasion, but for the most part, people really do respect the Patreon.
Yes.
And I will say this. What is it? $5?
Yeah, you can get as little as $5. You pay a little more. You get some free things like we had, I believe, Sharon Bailey. You got tickets to a murder mystery for being an excellent patron.
Yeah, sure. And that costs way more than what the Patreon costs, right? So,
yes.
But the thing is that if you even are on the fence or considering it, give it a shot. See if we're telling the truth about there being things that you can't. Because I think if you sign up, you can go back and listen to all the episodes,
right? You get them all.
You can kind of timeline it. Some of the stuff's out now that, you know, like me interviewing for the sports position on 98 Rock.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, that didn't work out. But there's a lot of things that we really pull the curtain back on, and it's real. Things that we definitely can't share. And again, I can't reiterate how much we have to trust our listenership to keep that stuff under wraps.
Tequila. The Rob and Joe Show.
So I got the final cut of my Dry Bar comedy special today. Happy with it. Looks, sounds
God,
great.
Just the final just came?
Well, they gave me a cut a couple months ago. Actually in July, I think. And then I asked them to add the actual joke that I closed on. They didn't have in there. Which they added in, which I was happy about. And, you know, they hadn't tweaked the lighting and the sound. It wasn't ready to be viewed. It was just, the cut they sent was just highlighting my audio, not the crowd, so I could hear everything clearly. So they said December, the week of December 16th. That it'll be out. So we'll see.
It's right around the corner.
It is right around the corner. Now, they've been shooting new specials, so hopefully that means, you know, I know that was the delay in pushing everything back because they didn't have anything to replace it, but they've been shooting specials with less people and, you know, six a weekend for the past month or so. So hopefully that'll continue.
Not that I want to interrupt your promo.
Well, that was it.
But when I was looking, you know, I take notes about things that happened to me over the course of the week so I can talk about them. I'm talking about my big fan. And on the same page are the current bets that I have out there. Would you like to hear them?
Yeah.
So I have three bets. I also have the name Tim Pool, and that I try to remember that name because
he's on Twitter.
No, I don't think this guy is. This is a guy that Tommy grew up with that he hates.
Oh, that's somebody different.
So I have this name down here so I can mention it when we play Quiplash.
Okay.
All right, so that's in there. But the other three are the bets. One I have with Katie, two I have with former show host Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, we're speaking now. Did we talk about that on the air?
We haven't. You guys, now I'm on two text threads with Tim where he's sending the same pictures of half-naked chicks and right-wing conspiracies to each text thread.
I do think it's
thread.
Weird that he sends stills of hot chicks.
Like, yes.
You can actually watch girls that hot having sex.
Yeah.
Why would you send me a still with them wearing all their clothes?
Well,
you
know. Gay line.
It makes I don't mind sense. It. Here are the bets that I have.
And every day there's a black woman. It goes, here's for you, Rob.
Right.
Go-to joke.
And I laugh every time.
Every time.
Okay. So one of the bets is he bet me 2 years ago that would be dead by 35.
And
actually,
being out of the
I'm
league
dead
for
serious.
Years.
Robbie, I'm not joking. You need to beep out that name. You know why? So I probably shouldn't be saying that.
Yeah.
All right. So beep out the name, Robbie. Anyway, the other bet I
just
have.
Beep out me saying these. Well,
I said he's not going to be dead.
Now there's more for Robbie to edit.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so then he bet me that Tom Brady would. Oh, no. I bet Katie that Tom Brady wouldn't be on a roster in 2022. I'm going to lose that bet.
You said he wouldn't be.
I said he wouldn't be. We made this bet about a year and a half ago.
It's close. So he'd have to play
2 more years.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good bet.
That's the bet. Then the last one is he bet me $25 that we're going to find out that Melania Trump was banging a Secret Service agent during her time at the White House. It's a $25 bet.
That's my favorite one.
Even money.
Yes.
Now, speaking of bets, how about this bet? Ryan, I should have mentioned this before when we were talking about Ryan, my brother-in-law. He bet Katie that Tiger Woods would win the Masters. So that was the bet.
Yes.
He didn't say, I'll bet Tiger Woods wins. You bet who? Who do you pick?
Right.
Even if she picked Dustin Johnson, okay, well, at least that's a bet. She had the whole field.
Yeah.
She had every other golfer that could potentially make it.
You couldn't make that bet and just go to Vegas and say, I bet against Tiger. Here's 50. I want to win 100.
But what you could do is say, yeah, right. You could say, I bet Tiger Woods wins, and you make a $20 bet. You think you win like $500.
Exactly. But he was going to make a $20 bet where he could win $20.
Oh, not as smart.
And he didn't win. Tiger got a 10 on a par 3. So that's hard to win when you do that.
We never really talk golf on here, so I just want to say one thing. That was a great fucking tournament, the Masters.
It was just awesome having it in November.
Well,
just
it was also
different time
cool.
of year.
There are two guys that every other year would have won it.
Yeah.
They were 15 under. One guy had 4 rounds. I can't remember his name. I'd never heard of him before.
The,
not him, the
Cameron
South Korean
guy.
Yeah, that guy. He had 4 rounds under 70. It's never been done. He shoots a 15 under. Yeah. He's 5 strokes off the lead.
And Dustin Johnson had COVID like a month ago.
So I'm making what I think is an obvious joke on Twitter about Dustin Johnson.
Oh, boy.
I go, how would you like to win the Masters by the widest margin in history, and you're not even close to being the most accomplished athlete in your family?
I don't think everybody knows this, though.
People don't know that Wayne Gretzky is his father-in-law?
Does Robbie know that?
Well, Robbie doesn't even know who Dustin Johnson is.
I know because he mentioned it with Marianne today.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, Robbie isn't the person, but anybody who would even know who Dustin Johnson is would get that, right?
Well, I would think so. Plus, you know, there's Paulina, his wife, Gretzky's daughter, is super hot, so there's a lot of...
Well, the point is that somebody responds...
Social media presence.
Somebody responds to me, well, I'd just be happy that I won the match. It's a fucking joke. God, it makes me crazy. I mean, I can't... I tweeted out the other day, I prefer Fahrenheit to Celsius. I always have. Sorry, I'm not sorry. These are fucking jokes, because it doesn't... Who gives a shit, right?
How about your tweet about... How much do you have to hate Trump to like Sarah Cooper's special?
Yes.
And then somebody said her special had potential.
Yeah. And what? I was like, well, that's not how it works.
What is that? Potential? It doesn't get better every time you watch it.
Yeah, it's, a
it's not
product.
An evolved thing.
Yeah, right.
It's not like a team in game 1 of 16. They show potential. No, that was the game. It's over. There's no more season.
Here's the other thing that she doesn't understand. So potential, the more you watch it, the more you're going to hate it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the opposite of what you're saying. You can't watch something that's horrible and then say, oh, it has potential.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it. Although there are a few things that I have liked. Like Napoleon Dynamite I liked when I first saw it, but then I grew to love it.
Okay.
You follow? There are things like that, right, that you're like, well, maybe I didn't. You know another movie, The Cable Guy. At first, I didn't get it, and then I grew to love it.
I don't know if I've ever seen it all the way through.
Yeah, but those
are Napoleon Dynamite, if I'm being honest.
You don't like it?
No, I don't think I've seen it all the way through.
Napoleon Dynamite's so great. But the point is, for the majority of things, you're never going to like it as much as you did when you originally heard about it.
Yeah, generally, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could like a band more when you go back and hear some of their other stuff.
You're right. Maybe. Well, maybe you're wrong. Maybe this thing will grow on you and become a cult classic. It has no laughs, but eventually it's able to speak to a something, whatever comedy evolves to.
You're right. It has potential.
Right. Like, things are ahead of their time.
Like a meal, like you hated it, but like 10 years later, you're like, you know what? I actually enjoyed that pizza that I had in 2012.
Well, I think about this. Like the song Wet Ass Pussy.
Yeah.
If I said to my father when he was growing
wet-ass
up,
potential.
This is going to be a hit, right? He's like, no, that'll never be the world. I go,
remember
no,
when,
no, it'll be the biggest song in the world at one point.
What was the group from Miami that got banned, or they had the dirty lyrics?
Oh, yeah, Two Live Crew.
Yeah,
that's
nothing today.
That's like the Fresh Prince now.
Exactly.
The Two Live Crew. What was their big song? It was... Robbie, what was the big Two Live Crew? It was Hey We
I just remember they had the parent warning on their album.
Yeah.
No, I got to think of it. It was a giant Two Live Crew. All right, let's songs.
They
here
had
we go.
A big hit.
Al Gore's wife was against them.
Yeah. So
Tipper.
Hey We Want Some Pussy isn't that's not their biggest song though, is it? That's
no.
What I said. Hoochie Mama. Oh, Me So Horny. That
Me
was
So
it.
Horny.
Me So Horny was the big one.
Classic.
Yeah. Me So Horny.
I mean, it's a clip from a movie.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you know what movie, Robbie?
Yes, of course, Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
Of course. Is that Whoopi Goldberg in that?
Sister Act 4, Vietnam.
All right, good show. I think we're done. Oh, quick debacle. Maryland Employment says they've overpaid me. And then that I owe them $2,000.
Oh, no.
And then I go and they look and they're basing my pay just on 98 Rock money, which is the least amount of money that I make at any of my endeavors.
So
of all my legal, legal income.
I gotcha.
That's they've, and I'm like,
so they probably owe you more.
Probably. Cause yeah. I had finally got a hold of them today. I'm like, I have uploaded and emailed, you know, my Die Laughing K-1, my all 1099s tax stuff. I have all this other income that you just took my part-time job where I make the least amount of money.
What'd they say?
And then they, all right, we'll look into it. So,
huh. All right, well, I'm rooting for you, man. You don't have $2,000.
Well, I do, but I don't want to spend it.
You don't want to give it to the government?
No,
I'm
don't.
Sure they'll make good use
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I'm already getting fucked. I don't want to, like, have to get fucked more.
No, you're right. Everybody, I was talking about that today. I pay my taxes, mm-hmm. but fuck them. I shouldn't. I should cheat like everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, because the government, fuck them. I don't give them any more money.
Fuck them. All right.
I
guess Maryland's broke. They're just trying to get money back. They have no money left, so they have to find loopholes to try to screw people like me.
The money that they gave away?
Yeah.
That's happened to me before. I've given something away, and I wish I hadn't.
They overpaid you. First of all, if you overpaid me, that's on you. But you didn't. But yeah, anyway.
Yeah, buyer beware, my friend, or whatever it is. Caveat emptor, or whatever it is.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.